Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be back with you for just a few minutes to talk about the current state of the in-store banking industry. The recent story about the failure of Guaranty Bank in Milwaukee filled my inbox with folks asking me what the closing of the bank's 107 in-store locations said about the future of in-store branching. Some have said that the acquiring bank passing on those branches was a sign that in-store branching was on the way out. I suggested to one reporter that if he were looking for evidence that in-store branches are not part of some bank's plans, well, he absolutely had it. However, I said that if he looked at the closing of the Guaranty in-store branches as an indictment on in-store banking in general, he was being, well, clueless. Yes, the closure of the 107 in-store branches is a big story. Moreover, if that in-store program was successful, why wouldn't the acquirer have kept it in place? That's a fair question, and one that I would not attempt to answer for all the parties involved. I would suggest, however, that there are numerous business lines that some organizations find great success with that other organizations decide are not in their company's wheelhouse, so to speak. Think about things like indirect lending. Some organizations swear by it. Some organizations swear at it. Leaders make decisions that they believe are in the best interest of their businesses. What is right for one may not be universally right for all. Still, there's a habit among bankers who do not operate in-store or other alternative branch formats to simply claim they're unviable. One of the more common arguments still made against in-store branches is to point to the banks that once operated them but have since either entirely or mostly exited the channel. Critics will go back to even before the smartphone era began to cite unsuccessful in-store branch programs. But when critics point to some banks' failures at utilizing in-store branching as evidence against the channel, others can rebut with evidence of successful operators. There are quite a few highly respected banks and credit unions currently running in-store branch programs, some of considerable size. Most are as committed to their programs today as ever. Furthermore, if in-store and other small alternative branches were such poor performers, it would follow that the institutions with the most of these branches would be underperformers. Let's take one example of a bank with extensive use of in-store branching, U.S. Bank. The Minneapolis-based bank has generally drawn glowing praise from analysts, reporters, and commentators over the past decade. It has been one of the industry's best-performing banks by whichever metric you choose to evaluate performance. Now, this isn't a commercial for U.S. Bank, but I mention them specifically because as of this year, it has the largest in-store and on-site branch program in the world, operating branches in more individual retail partners than any financial institution in history. Does that mean that every bank can or should try to copy their commitment and investment in an in-store branch channel? Well, I would not make that argument. However, neither would I accept the argument that other institutions' ineffectiveness at operating profitable in-store programs proves the channel is unviable. In fact, the placing of small branches with multitasking bankers in high-traffic retail establishments makes more sense by the day. As mobile banking technology leads to eroding foot traffic at traditional brick-and-mortar branches, face-to-face access to large customer segments on a daily basis is an increasingly scarce and valuable asset. Simultaneously, as retailers face their own technology-related challenges from online competitors, they are finding that in-store bank and credit union partners bring far more value than just the lease payments. Well-run in-store branches are excellent partners in increasing customer loyalty, engagement, and purchases within their stores. And while the usual suspects are out there predicting gloom and doom because Amazon acquired Whole Foods, more knowledgeable banks and credit unions realize that there are new and increased possibilities to strengthen existing retailer relationships and even explore new and more creative partnerships in an evolving retailing world. Let the people who really don't know continue to talk about things they really don't know about. In-store branches are a vibrant part of banking's present and are uniquely positioned to survive a technology-driven future. Get out there and help build that future today. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.